Hello, everyone, and welcome to Raw Talks podcast with me, Sarah, together with Simba and Mark from Living with the Spirit. And we are here to offer you raw and real conversations about physical, emotional, and spiritual transformation. We are specialized in regulating the nervous system, somatic work, energetics, shadow work, and deep and unique body work. Our purpose here today is to share our journey and our teachings with conscious leaders just like you and to unlock anything that is holding you back from living a life of freedom and purpose. We are truly grateful and honored to have you with us, and let's explore.
Hello, everyone. It's another episode of the Raw Talks podcast, and I've got Simba and Sarah here today. And we're going to talk about something that we've been cooking up here on the farm. We haven't talked a whole lot about it yet, a little bit on social media, but we want to share something that's been really unique that Simba and I have been working together in during the sessions. So a lot of times Simba is working with customers and clients by himself, and I'm working with people by myself. Sarah's working with people by herself. But we discovered this really unique dynamic that comes together when all of us are working together, or just two of us are working together. And so today we want to talk about this practice that we have been working on using TRE as the main vehicle, but Simba and I working together dynamically to follow the organism so that we can both create a safe and unique container and also provide adjustments or modifications or interventions along the way. And Sarah has been the participant in this. And so Sarah has received how many sessions now?
I don't know. I mean, it's a lot. I mean, first I did a whole bunch with Simba and David when he was here. David Berselli, the founder of TRE. And then I've done, I mean, we've done at least between 5 and 10.
Yeah. So over a course of time of doing several of these sessions, we've really grown and created a very unique practice. So maybe Simba, you can tell us a little bit about like the inspiration for this when Dr. David Berselli, the founder of TRE, came to stay with us and how that kind of unfolded the inspiration for what we're doing now.
Definitely. It's a lot about connection, definitely, that you get to connect to yourself when you practice TRE in the first place, right? That's one of the main goals when I look at TRE. The two providers or trainers working with one person, it also has to do with the dynamic between all three of us, because it might be something that I don't see when I'm the leading teacher, coach, or provider. And I see things from my perspective. If I get a different perspective, it becomes less biased too, and it becomes a much more wider range, right? Because I might get to sit back and relax a little bit, which you don't always get to do when you're holding a session because you're holding space there. But when you're two, you can actually relax a little bit and sit back, which allows you to see further what could we possibly do. And I also learn from other people, right? Because the interventions you do, I might have not done, and vice versa. So a big part of it was also, for me, it was inspirational. I got to learn a lot myself watching others teach. I get to relax and sit back a little bit, and then fresh idea comes up. It's kind of like the saying, sleep on it, and you get more inspiration coming up. But then also for the client to receive it, is that you really get witnessed in whatever comes out. A lot of shame, a lot of guilt that people feel today is in relationship to other people. So when there is two practitioners or providers that is guiding you for this process, and you might start to experience things, or a trauma might unfold itself, an emotion starts to unfold itself, you're there being witnessed and accepted in that, which is basically reversing that whole shame in the first place, that someone didn't accept your response, someone didn't accept whatever was coming out for you. So it's kind of like we're creating an environment where everyone gets to learn, everyone gets to be the teacher, and everyone gets to be the student. And that, I think, is the real beauty of it. Like, and you can feel that as a recipient, because I mean, I think it was you, Amber, Sally, as well, that did sessions for me at some point, and I felt it too. You guys were enjoying yourself and having fun as well. So you feel part of it in a different way. It's not two people standing wondering, how should we fix this with this person? No, you feel included in the process in a different way, which is very empowering. So I think all of these aspects is kind of what led to creating a session like this.
Yeah. And to kind of paint a picture of what we're really talking about here, it's two providers or two practitioners and one person. And the receiver, the participant or the client is using TRE. And in TRE, it's the tremoring mechanism that gets activated. And so we invite the person to lie down on the floor in tremor or stand on the wall in tremor, whatever is comfortable for them. And then the two practitioners, right now it's Simba and I. We look at the organism and we see where the tremors are coming from. And then we look, maybe there's somewhere else that's not moving. How can we direct the tremors to that area using different interventions and also following the guidance of the person, including them in by asking them questions like, what are you noticing in your left shoulder? And would it be okay if we tried to do an intervention on the shoulder and the foot at the same time, for example? So it's just really dynamic in the way that we work with the body and including the person and asking them questions, checking in with them.
Hello, Simba from Living with the Spirit here. Just taking a quick pause to share about a globally recognized TRE provided training program that launches this October. This is an opportunity to spend a year with me on a journey to become a TRE provider. Along the way, you will learn more about the depths of your own nervous system, the ins and outs of the polyvagal theory, and how to guide others in the TRE process. If you're interested and want to learn more, head over to our website, livingwiththespirit.com. That is livingwiththespirit.com, and book a free, no strings attached discovery call. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of the podcast episode.
So, Sarah, maybe you can share, because you've had so much experience with this, what has it been like for you and what has been the result and the benefit?
I mean, first, I would really like to take a minute to actually share what's going on. What is it that's what's happening? What is it that we're doing? So it is the TRE, but it's the in you know, it's the future of TRE. It's not a regular TRE session. It's the innovative part of TRE. It's where we combine all the different modalities that we have here. It's where we experiment. It's where we really guide the body to open up in a very extraordinary way, and using both the combination of other modalities, but also the physical interventions, as you speak about. And these can be very, very, very deep and extremely beneficial. And it's a very interesting process, because when you have two people together, and the deep knowledge that Simba has about the body, that he can he so he's also live commentating during the session, and it's almost like, what, look for this, look here. So it's almost like he can direct the energy through the body and open it up in different gateways, and then we communicate together, and I communicate, okay, what do I feel? I explain what I feel, I explain how the energy is moving in the body, and then together we do different interventions to open up certain aspects of the body that is in freeze. And we start to send energy and frequency and tremors into that area. And we also hold space for whatever energy is in there, if it's old emotions, if it's something that needs to be cleared from the nervous system, then we hold space for that, and we stop and we ground, and then we allow the body to to continue. So this is a much, 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 much longer TRE session than we do with anyone ever. And it's under high supervision, and it's only with people who have the capacity to do that, because it opens up so much. But what has happened for me is that we've had the ability to go deeper than I have ever been able to do on my own. And this has been, so I have been work, I mean, everyone knows that I've been working on myself for a long time, and that I'm very dedicated and devoted and really try to go as deep as possible. And there are levels of my process that I haven't really been able to get through. And I understand that now, because I have such rapid process lately when I've been doing this. So even though we only do one session a week, it's really propelling me forward, and I've been able to address levels of my process that I haven't been able to access before. I mean, for an example, when we, I just want to give an example of what it could be. It's a one time we did a super deep invention for my liver, and to really, because it was tight, and we could feel that the fascia around the liver was super tight, and we could feel how it was connected all the way through. So the liver is on the right side, and we could feel that there was a tension from the liver all the way down to the left toes. So Simba orchestrated a double intervention with both him and Mark to go super deep into the fascia, and to pull the fascia up around the liver, and to stretch it down by the foot. And then things started to open up in my body that I've never ever experienced before. And that session just propelled me into a deep new sequence of my healing journey, so I could reach another layer. So these sessions are actually helping me access my absolute deepest stuff that I'm working on right now. I'm getting to the real core of my stuff, which I'm super happy about. So it's extremely cool, extremely, extremely cool.
Yeah, I mean it's just such a unique experience.
Yeah.
And you mentioned, Sarah, about how there's certain parts of the body that are still in freeze. And even though all of us have done lots of TRE before, we've done lots of body work and lots of self-mastery, there's just still, tiny little parts of our body that are in the freeze state. And I think that's probably true for just about everyone. And so this whole process is really about waking up the whole body. And so when your whole body is functioning and performing the way it's supposed to, then you have access to all of your energy. You have access to all of your power, all of your internal workings, which means that you can do what you want to do better. And I think that's really like the goal is to use this as a vehicle to really go deep into the body, to clear it up, to awaken it, to make it alive so that it's functioning everywhere. And when we have two practitioners, we can do these kind of things where one practitioner can only work on one part of the body at a time. Two people can stretch the body this way and run along fascia lines. And really, it's Simba who is, really guiding the knowledge for this because of his intense knowledge of the body. And so I'm learning new things along the way that I didn't know about the internal workings of the organs and how they're connected to different fascia lines. So for me, I'm growing as a provider. Simba, what's your inspiration for all this, and what's your vision for it, for us and for other practitioners?
I feel that I've done a lot of trainings throughout the years, and I learned from a lot of people. And I think it was a conversation we had, Sarah. At some point, I got to the point of, how am I going to share all of this knowledge, right? And it's not about bragging. It's just like that's what I've been doing for the last 15 years. I had two jobs, one to support me and one to pay for my trainings. That's kind of what I did until I got to Thailand. And I'm not doing it now, but I'm still doing a lot of training. So I got to a point of, what a tragedy if I die and all of these knowledge is gone, right? Because I study with a lot of good people throughout the world. So it was really of wanting to pay it or pass it forward, because what they passed on to me has helped me immensely in my life and also with the clients that I work with. So it was really a calling of giving back and starting to share that knowledge and not having to stick with me. I mean, it feels almost like a crime sitting on a lot of potential knowledge that can help so many people. And it's like a transmission too, because you're sitting there and I'm working with someone, and you kind of get the idea after a while. Okay, this is what a person is looking for. This is how they sit back and relax. So you're getting a transmission about how to navigate grounding, how to look for what is the body trying to express when we're practicing TRE. And I think it doesn't only enrich you as a provider, but also as a person, as an organism, because you start to incorporate that into your own practice and you become very curious in that sense. And I think if you start to teach from that place of curiosity and groundedness within yourself, the results that you will get will also be much deeper. And many times that's what I found that people are looking for, but they don't really know how to articulate it. Oh, I want to help with this, and I have a stress with this, and I have a back pain. But then they might not be able to articulate really what they need. And I feel in a session like this, you're able to give yourself that. You're able to give yourself what you want as a student or as a provider. You're able to give the client what they need because you're able to help them. Like Sarah said, you're able to put a language onto what is actually happening in the body and how can you navigate it. And I also think as a client, when you receive this, you also get that transmission that you feel empowered and you feel safe in your body. And everyone that we've done this with, they've said like, wow, my tremors has opened up so much, but not just my tremors, all my practices open up because now I'm really listening to my body and it's like a happy puppy. It's like, oh, do this, do that, right? There's no disconnect anymore because you're sitting with someone that allow you to be fully in contact with your body. It's nothing strange. It's not weird. You might do all these kind of funny noises and things, and you're taught that that is natural. And many times we're not taught that that is natural. So I think, the transmission is why I wanted to do it. I wanted to share the knowledge with people. I wanted everyone in the session to feel that it's beneficial, not just that I'm sitting here doing something for you. It's reciprocal. Like, I get a teaching as well when I teach. So I think that was part of it. It's a very beautiful dynamic energy exchange, and everyone walks away with something.
Yeah. And so if you're a TRE provider and you want to experience this, we actually have opportunities in November for our TRE Mastery Retreat. And during these retreats, you will get to not only experience this firsthand, but you'll get to practice this with others and take away Simba's wonderful fountain of knowledge. So during the week, we're going to do a few things like how to integrate Chinitsang and bodywork massage into TRE, breath work, activating the nervous system and titration of grounding and activation with sword fighting and ice bath. What else, Simba? What's on the menu?
So we also work with fascia on day four. We work through the fascia and the dynamics. And the last day is the polarities of the nervous system, the masculine and feminine embodiment, and particularly as it relates to TRE, how not gender roles, not identification, anything like that, really the qualities, like polarities, plus minus polarities. How does that look like in your nervous system? And how can you start to explore them to find balance within yourself?
Sarah, what would you say are the top two reasons why a TRE provider should attend this upcoming retreat?
I don't even know which one comes first, but if it's for the personal development or if it's for the knowledge that you will learn as a provider, But for if we start with the knowledge as a provider, you get to be in the very close with both Simba and Mark to learn how to actually do physical interventions with the fascia and including different modalities. I mean, that's super, super cool. And also everyone who is a practitioner, if they have, because it's going to be a small group, it's going to be 5 days with a small group, it's going to be highly individual, the weeks. So we have 3 weeks, three different weeks that you can join. So it will be three different groups and three different opportunities. And all these three will look different because the people who are practitioners are going to join there, are going to bring their unique qualities and methods as well. And they want to learn, okay, how can I include my incredible knowledge or the way that I work as a practitioner? Because all TRE practitioners are different. We all have different characteristics. So it's not the same. Going doing TRE with Simba is different from doing TRE with Mark. So you will have the ability as a provider to really propel and accelerate your own progress as a provider in your unique way. And then you get to get inspired and try and include other modalities that maybe you're not certified in, but you can start to feel the gist of it. But and also I mean, I would say the physical interventions is just the gold, you know. That's just to have the ability to learn more of how you can help your clients to move the energy in the body. I mean, that's going to be super, super cool. And then the other aspect is because since it is such a small group, it's going to be you're going to get the sessions yourself because you will try on each other. And everyone's going to get interventions by both Simba and Mark themselves. So you're going to have 5 days of deep, deep somatic healing. So it's going to be super transformational for you as a person, as an individual. And I'm not sure, I mean, for me, the personal journey always comes first. And then because of what I realize for myself and what I can develop for myself, then I can teach and share from that new space, and that's how I become a better provider. And you get the technical teachings on top of that. So it's an incredible opportunity, absolutely incredible opportunity. And it's the absolute last retreats we're doing here at the farm in November. That's the final days. And the last week is getting fully booked. So if you want to join, it's time to reach out to us and start having a conversation.
Yeah, there's only a few spots left. So if you're a TRE provider and you're interested, please go to livingwiththespirit.com and look at the options there, or you can reach out to any one of us. And if you want to hear a personal testimonial from Dr. David Berselli, the founder of TRE himself, we'll send you the link to that video where he describes what his experience was with this retreat and a little bit more about the inspiration that we've talked about today. Thank you, Sarah and Simba, for joining us on today's podcast, and we'll see you all next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and please send us a DM for any questions, inquiries, or consultations. Please follow us on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn, and please visit our website, livingwiththespirit.com, to read more about us and what we do. And remember, freedom and purpose is your birthright. Lots of love.